You can never do something for us without us. Why community-led research is vital in the fight against AMR. In South Africa, antimicrobial resistance, AMR, kills thousands of people every year. These welcome-funded research teams are working with local communities to better understand the impacts of AMR and to develop interventions that work for the people who need them. Many people where I'm from are dying from AMR without knowing that it is AMR. The first time Thando Kartsien-Jamala, a community activist in Khayelitsha, South Africa, saw the impact of antimicrobial resistance was in her own home. But she didn't immediately understand it. Jamala grew up in a three-room shack made of corrugated metal with 12 other people in Khayelitsha, a township about 30 kilometers outside Cape Town. An aunt she lived with became repeatedly sick with HIV until she eventually passed away. When another aunt also fell ill with tuberculosis, TB, and HIV, Jamala's grandmother stepped in to care for her and became infected and repeatedly sick too. Through community activism many years later, Jamala finally learned about drug-resistant TB, and later antimicrobial resistance more broadly, and connected it with her family's experience. Lived experience knowledge to fill in the gaps. South Africa is among the most impacted globally by antimicrobial resistance. For example, it has one of the highest burdens of drug-resistant TB on the African continent. More people die from antimicrobial resistance in South Africa than from self-harm, interpersonal violence or transport injuries. Khayelitsha, which means new home, has a population of around 2 million in an area intended for 200,000. While there is a mix of socioeconomic classes in Khayelitsha, more than half of its population lives in informal housing. There's not enough data on the state of antimicrobial resistance in Khayelitsha. Where data does exist, it's focused on hospitals, leaving a large gap on the community impact. It's crucial that people with lived experience of antimicrobial resistance are involved in getting a complete picture of the problem and developing potential solutions. That's why we're funding three teams who are engaging communities in Khayelitsha to meaningfully involve them in research on antimicrobial resistance. Through creative and educational workshops, they aim to empower residents to learn more about antimicrobial resistance and contextualize their experiences. We want to understand what experiences people have had with AMR and what social factors people are associating with it, explains Tasha Koch, a WOSA's co-founder and co-director. We want to build up to thinking about contextually relevant solutions for AMR. Communities like Njamala's have a wealth of knowledge about the challenges of dealing with the drug-resistant infections caused by antimicrobial resistance. Community-based knowledge is essential to better understand exactly how antimicrobial resistance impacts people in specific contexts. By improving understanding, researchers can be better equipped to develop interventions that work for the people who need them. Insights on antimicrobial resistance from communities in Khayelitsha, South Africa. The community engagement work of A. WOSA and Associate Professor Esmita Shirani from the University of Cape Town is still in its early days, but useful insights are already emerging. Antimicrobial resistance is connected to complex social issues. In Khayelitsha, antimicrobial resistance intersects with many social issues. These include employment, sanitation, hygiene, access to clean water, gender, race, and even climate change. For example, while working with 22 communities in Khayelitsha, Njamala witnesses the links between employment and antimicrobial resistance. If you're told you have TB, you're home and not working for 6 months. Then you think you're okay and don't finish treatment. So you go back to work, then you get sick again and you're sent home again, she explains. Gender plays a role in antimicrobial resistance as well. Men face stigma from seeking medical attention, while women are expected to be primary carers, which puts them at risk of contracting an infection. AMR is doing a lot of things to our community, but people aren't understanding what is causing it, says Njamala. Awareness of antimicrobial resistance is necessary, but so is agency to act on it. Like Njamala, Many people in Khayelitsha have experienced the consequences of antimicrobial resistance without fully understanding it. That's why raising awareness about antimicrobial resistance is so important. But it shouldn't stop there. Communities themselves must also be empowered to act. Even raising awareness about AMR and antibiotic use is not going to help communities raise themselves out of the conditions in which they live, explains Shirani. And so concurrent to that, awareness building, we also need to work with policymakers. Shirani notes that policymakers and decision makers are also vital members of communities, and researchers must engage with them too to affect change. We want to narrate the experiences of people and how their daily living is impacted by inequality and how that manifests into public health crises such as antibiotic resistance, says Shirani. It isn't just speaking to the community about antimicrobial resistance, so people know about it then we're all happy. It's about bringing people's stories and experiences into the conversation to be able to influence policy and decision-making around the subject. We must encourage empathy between different groups. A. WOSA workshops don't only focus on knowledge exchange between lived experience experts and researchers. They are also a space for different groups within communities to come together and discuss the challenges people face. For example, the workshops included healthcare providers, which led to conversations on the delivery and reception of healthcare for patients dealing with drug-resistant infections. The people we spoke with hadn't considered the time pressures and resource limitations that healthcare workers are under, says Shirani. This open discussion can lead to more empathy and an improved understanding of the perspectives of each group. All this encourages more meaningful conversations and potential collaborations to tackle the problem more effectively. When you go to a clinic and hear a nurse shouting at someone, "You were here last time, and you're here again for the same thing," you end up not wanting to go to the clinic because the nurses will be rude to you, says Njamila. But no one understands that, to them, it's exhausting to treat the same patient for the same thing that could have been prevented. Community engagement infrastructure is vital to antimicrobial resistance research. The latest global research on antimicrobial resistance, GRAM, report estimates that without urgent action, antimicrobial resistance will kill 1.9 million a year by 2050. One key way to change this global outlook is to act locally, and a community-led approach is critical to doing this effectively. A. WOSA has worked in Khayelitsha for many years and cultivated a strong relationship with the local community. Having this infrastructure in place allows researchers to meaningfully involve communities in projects. Researchers can consider the local context and needs of the community, then work with them at various stages of the project. This approach is vital for more meaningful knowledge exchange between researchers and communities, which can lead to more impactful research. A. WOSA and Shirani will continue to collaborate with Njamila and Khayelitsha's communities to guide the direction of their research. They plan to conduct more creative workshops and train community members to collect data to understand the intersectional issues around antimicrobial resistance. Eventually, Khayelitsha's residents will also be part of designing effective and relevant interventions. For Njamila, the workshops have already inspired her and others in her community to think of more effective ways to communicate with government leaders and demand action on antimicrobial resistance. She says, "You can never do something for us without us."